This is WXPR News. I'm Erin Gottsacker. The Friday decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade is causing confusion for some Wisconsin physicians. Because of the justice's decision, Wisconsin is reverting to an abortion law first passed in 1849. That law prohibits abortions unless necessary to save a mother's life. But Dr. Amy Domeyer, a practicing OBGYN and the legislative chair for the Wisconsin section of the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, says it's unclear how in danger the mother has to be.
It is not clear what that law would allow in terms of how long we would have to wait before offering a patient an abortion.
Domeyer says abortions can be medically necessary in cases of ectopic pregnancy or if a woman's amniotic fluid breaks before the fetus is able to live outside the womb. But now she says doctors are unclear on when or if they can provide that care.
Do we have to wait until a patient is critically ill in an ICU before providing this care? It doesn't say.
There's also the concern of prosecution. Under the 1849 law, performing an abortion could be considered a Class E felony. Anyone convicted of that faces up to 15 years in prison and a $50,000 fine. And the possibility of a conviction and prison time could cause some physicians to delay care.
I don't want to have to worry about leaving my family for a felony conviction, but I also don't want to put the lives of my patients in danger.
Domeyer says she and other physicians are working to better clarify when they should intervene. Audio from this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz has signed an executive order meant to protect the state's abortion services from laws in neighboring states. That's following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision ending constitutional protections for the procedure. Walz says his actions should help shield people seeking or providing abortions in Minnesota from facing legal consequences in other states. The Supreme Court's opinion to reverse Roe v. Wade immediately halted most abortions in Wisconsin and South Dakota, and it enacted a trigger law to end abortions in North Dakota after 30 days. Abortion remains legal in Minnesota. Walz has vowed to reject requests to extradite individuals who are accused of committing acts related to reproductive health care that are not criminal offenses in Minnesota. In Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is urging the Supreme Court to quickly determine whether abortion will be legal in the state. Lawyers made the plea in a court filing Friday. That's just a few hours after the U.S. Supreme Court ended the national right to abortion. Abortion in Michigan is legal for now because a judge in May suspended a 1931 law that made it a crime. Whitmer has been urging the state Supreme Court to swiftly settle the issue by reaching over the lower courts and declaring the law illegal under the Michigan Constitution. In May, the Supreme Court asked for more information. Several parties met an early June deadline to file documents. Abortion opponents say the old law is valid and should stand. It's construction season, and the city of Rhinelander has several road improvement projects planned for the summer. Chris Hannes is the city's mayor. He says Rhinelander is putting over $2.2 million into the streets.
So we have a whole different gamut, you know, everything from like Timber Drive itself. That's getting new curb and gutter, new blacktop, parts of it's getting new sidewalks. So that's more of a true reconstruct. When you get down to more like Lower Street, which is on the west side, we're doing some patch of the curb and gutter and then, you know, new 1.5-2-inch asphalt across the whole top.
Timber Drive will be closed for construction later this summer with detour routes in place. Other roads face more minor repairs. Most of the money for the construction projects comes from the Premier Resort Area tax. Inflation and supply chain delays are posing some challenges, so some of the road improvement projects will continue into next summer. That's when the city has plans to finish reconstructing Timber Drive up to the bypass with Highway 17 and start work on Oneida Avenue by the courthouse. You're listening to WXPR News. I'm Erin Gottsacker reporting.